This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Susan Stamberg, in for Rachel Martin. From the debt-laden city of Detroit comes the surprising sound of celebration. The family of Henry Ford marked the 150th anniversary of his birth yesterday with music and dancing. More about that in a moment, but first, long after Henry Ford, the auto powerhouse, Detroit, began to decline. Over the years, there have been countless plans to revive the city. In many ways, Detroit has been an incubator for new strategies in urban revitalization. The list includes large downtown developments, casinos, urban farms, artist colonies, large-scale downsizing, and on. Many of those ideas have failed or ended in mixed results. Over the years, Detroit has never lacked for bold, grand plans. In the wake of the city's bankruptcy, though, many in the community are thinking small. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports from Detroit.
Just outside of downtown Detroit is a neighborhood called Midtown. It's like mini hip urban neighborhoods. The Short North in Columbus, Ukrainian Village in Chicago, Silver Lake in Los Angeles. It's got hipsters on fixed-gear bikes, yoga studios, boutiques for dogs. And while the neighborhoods I've named have been redeveloping for a decade or more, things here are just starting to take off. And part of the reason is because of a woman who's been called the mayor of Midtown.
My name is Sue Mosey, and I'm president of Midtown Detroit, Inc., and we're a nonprofit planning and economic development agency that does a lot of different kinds of work in the neighborhood here. This neighborhood just north of the downtown.
The neighborhood Mosey works in has a large public university, an arts college. It has two major healthcare systems, the big cultural institutions in Detroit. It's much of what any neighborhood needs to work.
It's been an area that's experienced a lot of disinvestment over the last 60 years, but over the last 10 to 20 years, there's been a lot of reinvestment coming back into the neighborhood.
As I was driving here, I realized you can see most of it if we just go outside.
Okay. So basically, this block is a good example of what's going on in the neighborhood.
Sue Mosey talks fast and walks faster.
Those buses will run you over.
Which she needed to do in Midtown, because one of the things you realize when you walk in Detroit is that by square miles, it's one of the largest cities.
In Detroit, because you have this very, very large footprint where all these assets were built, that really is something that has worked against us today when you're trying to really create dense urban fabric.
But as we walk around, we see many parts of Midtown are showing signs of life.
This is just getting ready to launch. And then we have a whole set of small businesses over here. You know, everything from small women's boutiques to organic, small, locally owned markets. And our big organic bakery is there for the neighborhood.
Mosey says 26 new businesses will open in Midtown within the year. This is a key part of Detroit's economic survival, or the survival of any city. Commercial real estate taxes can make up as much as 70% of the revenues for a city. With Detroit, when all the people left, and nearly a million people have left the city, the businesses followed them. Mosey has been working in this neighborhood for 26 years, and now finally things are turning around. Mosey says the success that's been had here is because her organization has had to work block by block. That strategy, even though it takes a long, long time, is one that could work in Detroit.
Regardless of the bankruptcy and the finance thing, it's like that's really new news to people here. I mean, we've had a city that we've known has not been able to really fund basic services for years. I mean, I don't think anybody, like, that's not new news. But I do think that for parts of the city, certain neighborhoods, and certainly this corridor and downtown, that there's definitely more optimism than ever.
When you talk to people in Detroit, they say things are different today than they were 10 or 20 years ago. There isn't this idea that one big plan or one big development is going to save the day.
How can we just create a smaller, more efficient, better run, more interesting city and bring back, you know, basic services for the residents who are here and want to be here?
That's a tall order.
It's a tall order, but, I mean, it is the only order. I mean, what other order are you going to have?
Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Detroit.